Wir werden jetzt den nächsten Schritt machen. Dwayne und Thomas werden jetzt uns bringen die Fragen, wie weiter, wo weiter.
And so now Thomas and Dwayne are going to talk about how to go forward.
Julia, can you come up for the first part? I think we want to translate just without the headphones.
No way. Oh.
But we will get to the headphones in a minute. So I want to respond to Ludwig's picture of the rope and then the tears of the intercessors filling the pit.
Also möchte erstmal das Bild von Ludwig ansprechen mit dem Seil und die Tränen der Fürbitte, die diese dieses große
Abgrund
füllen.
Yeah. I think this is a very significant picture for us.
Ich denke, das ist ein Bild, was wirklich volle Bedeutung für uns ist.
And it fits in with something we already had planned to do this morning, so I'd like to do that now.
Yeah, und das passt zu irgendetwas, was wir für heute Morgen schon eingeplant hatten, und ich möchte das jetzt machen.
How do we move forward is the question today.
Die Frage für heute ist, wie geht's weiter?
And the first thing I think God is highlighting is intercession.
Und ich denke, das erste, was Gott betont, ist die Fürbitte.
And the importance of intercession.
Und wie wichtig die Fürbitte ist.
So one thing I want to do is as I mentioned last night when Mikael was speaking, there is a group of intercessors for Wittenberg 2017.
Ja, und wie ich gestern Abend erwähnt habe, als Michael zu uns gesprochen hat, gibt es schon eine Gruppe der Fürbitte für Wittenberg 2017.
And I would like to introduce any of them who are here.
Ja, und
so
ich
if you're on the group of intercessors,
einige,
please
die hier sind,
stand up.
Bitte steht auf. Ja, ja, bist du auch für Lena?
And perhaps, if it's possible, to come down.
Ja, und vielleicht könnt ihr dann zu uns kommen.
We have much to thank each one of you for and the others who are not here with us.
Ja, wir haben euch viel zu verdanken und auch diejenigen, die nicht hier sein können.
And we need you going forward.
Und wir braucht euch, indem wir da vorangehen.
I wonder if there's anyone else here who has a call to intercession. I'm not asking if you want to join this group of intercessors, although that's a possibility. I wonder if there's anyone else in the room who knows in their heart they have a call from God to intercession. And if so, would you please stand up?
Also, ich möchte fragen, ob da jemand hier ist, auch, wir sagen nicht, dass ihr zu uns kommt, da in die Fürbitte, aber das ist auch eine Möglichkeit. Aber wir wollen einfach wissen, ob da noch Leute hier sind, die eine Berufung für die Fürbitte oder Anlass für die Fürbitte haben.
Wonderful. We want to honor each of you as well. Stay standing. I would like to ask that one person from this group of intercessors would say a prayer for Wittenberg 2017 going forward, mm-hmm. and then one of you who have a heart for intercession would also say a prayer.
Also, möchte, dass einer aus der Reihe der Fürbitte hier ein Gebet für Wittenberg 2017 spricht und dann auch einer von euch, die da steht und eine Last für die Fürbitte hat, ein Gebet spricht.
So, do we have a volunteer in this?
Haben wir da Freiwillige?
Yeah, yeah. And then a volunteer from.
Und ein Freiwilliger. Ah, Miriam ist auch bei der Fürbitte. Komm mal runter.
Maybe okay. Asha.
Yeah.
Would you be willing?
Asha.
So let's have Elizabeth pray and then
yeah.
Asha.
Yeah. Also erstmal Elizabeth.
Herr Jesus Christus, du hast schon viel vorbereitet für diesen Weg für Wittenberg 2017. Herr, ich preise dich, dass dein Name groß ist über diese Veranstaltung mit Anführungszeichen. Herr, ich preise dich, dass du uns zusammengeführt hast. Aus allen Nationen, aus allen Denominationen. Herr, ich preise dich, dass auch unsere älteren Brüder, messianischen Juden, dabei sein können. Herr, ich preise dich und ich danke dir, dass du ein Herr bist, ein König bist, der schon alles vorbereitet hat. In einer Geschwindigkeit, wo wir oft nicht mit können. Aber du bist es, der uns vorangeht. Und dir wollen wir vertrauen. Ich bitte dich um, oder wir bitten dich um deinen Heiligen Geist, um die Führung für dieses Treffen, um ein gutes Hören, was du uns sagen möchtest, wohin du uns führst. Herr, schenk uns deinen Heiligen Geist, um dich gut wahrzunehmen. Amen.
Und Asha, can you pray in Polish?
Panie, Ci dziękuję za to, że Ty zaprosiłeś każdego z nas tutaj. Dziękuję Ci za to, że pozwalasz nam być częścią Twojego wielkiego planu, że pozwalasz nam brać udział w tym projekcie, że Ty zaprosiłeś każdego z nas i że dajesz nam to samo pragnienie, które Ty nosisz w swoim sercu. Panie, proszę Cię, żebyś nas prowadził tak, jak Ty chcesz, żebyśmy nie czynili żadnego kroku przed Tobą, żebyśmy nie przyspieszali, żebyśmy szli tak, jak Ty, Panie, nas prowadzisz, żebyśmy patrzyli na siebie nawzajem i czekali na siebie, żebyśmy nie biegli, ale żebyśmy szli tak, jak Ty, Panie, chcesz. Pokazuj i otwieraj nam, Panie, Twoje drogi. Uczyni nas wrażliwym na Twoje prowadzenie. Otwieraj nasze oczy, otwieraj nasze serce. Otwieraj nas na siebie nawzajem.
Amen. I think it's important to note that when we met in Volkenrode last fall, this group did not exist.
Ja, es ist wichtig, also zu sagen, dass als wir uns letzten Herbst in Volkenrode getroffen haben, diese Gruppe gab es noch nicht.
But by the grace of God and the work of Vicky Porterfield working with Julia Stone, the group has been brought into existence.
Ja, aber durch die Gnade Gottes und die Arbeit von Vicky Porterfield und mir ist diese Gruppe zustande gekommen oder ins Leben gerufen.
And I do want to invite you, if any of you who are standing or are standing have a heart to join the group, come talk to Julie.
Ja, und wenn jemand da hier ein Herz hat, von dem sie stehen, dabei zu sein, dafür bitte sprechen kann.
Vielen Dank. I think you went backwards. There you go. Do I need to do anything, Patty? It's on? So, framing the day today. We'll be looking forward, as we've said. We want to present to you the leadership, the response of the leadership of Wittenberg 2017 to the magnitude word. We want to discuss have some presentation to you of fruit from Wittenberg 2017 that we have seen to this point. Talk about potential partnerships. And we had put intercessory prayer last, but God just moved it first. Go ahead. Instructive, yes. So as I mentioned the very first evening, at a high level, looking forward, we have 14th through 18th June 2016. in Wittenberg. Please put this on your calendars. Then 500 days of study, prayer, repentance, and acts of reconciliation in local communities. And the hope is that this will be widespread. Then 1st through 4th November 2017, also in Wittenberg, Germany. Please also add this to your calendars, because I know the people in this room have calendars that fill up very quickly. Both of these meetings will be in the Leukeria, the foundation there that was in, it was the university buildings where Martin Luther was studying when he framed the principles, the 95 Theses. It has now been turned into a wonderful conference space with a meeting room, translation facilities, and rooms for people to stay in. So I think it's significant that our meetings will be in the very place where Martin Luther was as he was framing these ideas. But that's a high level. I showed you this picture at the beginning of worship and invited you to consider the word magnitude. And now, I think if you can come, scribe. I want to open up just a few minutes. We have been together now here in Trento for 3 days. It's good. It's okay. First through 4th of November, June 14th through 16th, 2016, 14th through 18th, thank you, danke, 14th through 18th, 2016, and then 1st through 4th of November, 2017. So we've been together here in Trento. Many of you were with us in Volkenrode, and some of you were also with us in Ottmering. I think it's clear the Holy Spirit has been working in our midst in all of these meetings. And so we want to hear from you a little bit. When you have seen what you've seen and hear the word magnitude, what comes to mind as, Lord, what are you doing? What might you do through Wittenberg 2017 in the coming 3 years? So once again, we just want to hear from you. You can speak it out, and we will have translation. Maybe, Julia, you can translate anything back and forth, and we want to write down what we hear. So we want to give some time to hear, from your perspective, what are some of the things that you see the Lord doing and that He could do? Sandy.
Thomas, first I think of depth and breadth when I think of the word magnitude.
Okay.
But for me, I feel almost more jealous over the depth. Like Sister Yoella's dream and what Ludwig had to say. This is filling up the deep canyons with the tears of God that remove strongholds, maybe the curses that are real stumbling blocks in front of people. Mm-hmm. So of the two words, depth and breadth, which I think are both really essential.
Mm-hmm. You're jealous about the breadth.
I'm jealous
depth.
About the depth.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Others. Yes.
Für mich waren zwei Dinge hier so typisch für das Wort Magnitude. Das eine waren die das Bild von den Eisfeldern, die zerbrochen sind, auf dem der Darstellung, die Thomas gebracht hat.
The first one, when he thinks of magnitude, he sees these two fields of ice which were broken that Thomas talks about.
Auf diesem Bild, das gestern gezeigt worden ist, diese Eisfelder, die zerbrochen sind.
It was projected on the screen.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't see this picture. Sorry, yeah. Of the fields of ice. I don't know, maybe somebody could.
It's like icebergs that are being broken up.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Das zweite war die Darstellung, das was gestern Michael von Salm gebracht hat, über den Weg, den seine Familie hergehen will, was Aufarbeitung der Familiengeschichte und der politischen Geschichte Europas betrifft. Das ist für mich wie ein großes neues Tor aufgenommen wird.
Yeah, and he has the impression that a great new vista or field was opened up by what Michael was saying yesterday about the way that he and his family are going to process their family history, and that has implications for the whole political history of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Sister Yoella.
Yeah, in other words, I think this word very good.
Perhaps she remembers this word very well because it made her rather annoyed. And it's something to do with the magnitude. And she's always afraid of magnitude. Because then it always loses its depth.
Yeah.
Und durch unser Erleben hier im Mai habe ich neu begriffen, dass das ein Wort ist.
And through what we experienced in May, I suddenly realized, yeah, that actually this really is connected to earthquakes, because it's not so obvious in German.
It war direkt bei uns.
Yeah, and
it was
with us, where we are, and it's on a special day.
Und ich denke, darum ist es doch der richtige Ausdruck, den ich jetzt akzeptieren
kann. So that's why I've now decided that it really is the right word and I'm accepting it.
Aber der Herr wird dafür sorgen.
Yeah, but seine Sache. It's going to be the Lord that does it. It's his thing.
Amen.
Er erschüttert,
amen.
Was kein Mensch erschüttern kann.
And he can shape what no man can shape.
Mm. Ich habe immer nur Sorge, wenn menschliches Machen dabei ist.
I'm always afraid when I feel that there's human effort.
Wenn der liebe Papst da drin hineinkommen soll, dann wird Gott dafür sorgen, aber ich würde keine Anstrengungen machen.
Yeah, and she's saying that our dear Pope should be involved, then God should do it, and we should not make any human effort.
I think, let me just respond, because I just realized, and Dwayne can speak to this better, being from California, but the magnitude of an earthquake originates in the depths.
Thomas hat gerade festgestellt, Dwayne kann das noch besser, weil er aus Kalifornien kommt, aber er sagt, dass die Größe, das was diese Größe des Erdbebens bestimmt, findet in der Tiefe statt.
And then the effects are felt on the surface.
Ja, und dann die Auswirkung von das, was in der Tiefe war, wird dann auf der Oberfläche dann gespürt oder wahrgenommen.
Johannes.
I want to join Sister Yoella with another contribution. When I hear the word magnitude, I was confronted with this yesterday. I hear a word from God which goes like, do not forget you're only part, you are not the whole.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I think the Holy Spirit wants to remind us that what he is doing with Wittenberg 2017 is part of a huge orchestrated work of volcano explosions.
Yes. Yes.
Which are totally connected with each other, but not by might and not by power and not by human effort.
Yeah.
It's an orchestration which takes place in heaven. And we are the co-workers here on earth, and it's very depending on our awareness of what goes on in heaven so that we do the right actions for the right time. So it has the word magnitude for me has to do a lot to do with the word obedience, and it has a lot to do with the word humility.
Yes, yes,
because
yes.
We need to understand we are only part, we are not the whole.
Good, good. Franziskus.
Ich möchte das auch von meiner Seite her unterstreichen und ergänzen. Magnitude, ich wusste auch nicht so recht, was ich damit anfangen sollte.
Franziskus wants to say also that he likes to emphasize what has been said about magnitude. He didn't understand it at first.
Das Bild vom Erdbeben verbindet sich für mich jetzt auch mit dem, was Michael gemacht hat. Also eine weitere Dimension hat sich geöffnet, von der wir vorher keine Idee hatten.
He said the picture of the earthquake is connected for him with what Michael is doing, because this is opening up a whole new dimension that we couldn't even imagine before.
Und eine weitere Dimension hat sich längst geöffnet mit der Initiative zu Jerusalem 2, also der persönlichen, der ursprünglichen Spaltung in Juden und Nationen.
And he said another dimension was already open, and that was the reconciliation between Jews towards Jerusalem Council.
Yes. Für mich ist es ein Zeichen des Wirkens des Heiligen Geistes, dass diese ganz verschiedenen Initiativen sich erweisen als zusammengehörig.
And he thinks that it's a sign of the working of the Holy Spirit that these different initiatives see themselves as belonging together.
Gestern ist mir nochmal deutlich geworden, am Fest Christi Himmelfahrt, der Herr sagt, ich gehe, und es ist gut für euch, dass ich gehe. Denn wenn ich gehe, dann sende ich euch den Heiligen Geist, der euch alles lehren wird und euch an alles erinnern wird. Und das andere Wort ist, Herr, macht euch keine Sorgen, was ihr reden sollt. Ich selbst werde euch die Worte geben.
Yeah, and he's reminding the time of Christ's ascension. And he's saying, when Jesus said it's good that I'm going and I'm sending you the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he will lead you. And also he's reminding another passage where it says, you know, don't worry about what you're going to say, because I will.
Das heißt, wir müssen nicht eigentlich agieren, sondern reagieren auf das, was von ihm her aus der Tiefe des Erdbebens.
So that means that we don't need to take the initiative in acting, but we need to react.
Respond.
The Spirit's doing that.
Yeah, good, thank you. Just a second before we go forward, I think it's important, both Johannes and Franziskus talked about this idea of partnerships. Can we take 1 minute and not with any elaboration or description, but name out, and we want to write down, what are some of the potential partnerships God is creating links to? So you mentioned TJC2. Say it again. Akana, which is Father Peter Hawkins' group. A-C-H-A-N-A.
Round table,
is that acceptable? And what's the name I didn't catch yesterday on the translation?
It has not a real name yet. It says
Prince Michael,
repentance.
Yeah.
Others that. Johannes.
Antioch Network and ENC.
ENC, which is the European Network of Communities. Sister Yoella.
It's my
Okay. One that I'll mention is A2J in Phoenix. We'll hear more from them later.
Elijah Prayer. It's Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Leaders from Germany, Austria, and Switzerland.
Anything else come to mind as what the Holy Spirit is doing in terms of connections?
The Western Australia ecumenical community.
Do you want to describe that? Or we'll get to it later.
We'll get to a little bit.
Okay. Yes, Brother Pietras.
I woke up this morning with being reminded to a trip. I have been in Auschwitz this year, and there was this March of the Living, and realizing different, Sister Yoda knows better, different groups are coming, persons, to pray for this place. And next year is the 70th anniversary of the freeing Auschwitz, end of war, and a big thing that I thought we should also have
good
in mind, the different groups I think already have.
Very good. So Auschwitz, 70th anniversary of Auschwitz.
70th?
But the end of the war as well, I think that's an important point.
And the end of the war. I mean, it's interesting, we're meeting now at the, I believe, the 100th anniversary of the beginning of World War I. And then there's these anniversaries of the ending. I will also mention Kizzy Kids. We'll hear more about that later as well. Anything else? We don't want to spend a lot of time here, but we don't want to lose this idea.
I think there's some messianic groups. I don't have any communicated directly with them, but things like messianic leaders around the table, maybe more directly with particular ministries or the Union of Messianic Congregations of Women's Glory.
Good. Yes. Why don't you describe that?
Also, I've recently learned that Fuller Seminary in Los Angeles and Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles for 20 years have had faculty, students, and alumni meet monthly, Catholics and evangelicals. So I've begun discussions with those two institutions about, and those people involved in that 20-year group, to perhaps partner with Wittenberg.
Good. I think another one to mention is the Lausanne Evangelical Catholic Dialogue that I attended last year. Good. As we have mentioned, this is the work of the Lord. You know, in an American organization, you would think, who are the strategic partnerships and pursue them? And there's value to that. But I think it's important for us to be, as was said earlier, responsive and see what the Lord is doing in terms of the connections. Good. Let's move on. I know there's probably others who had Father Walter and Elizabeth. But come to us and we want to hear what you have to, what's on your heart. But we need to move to keep the honor the time that we have here. So we have two more things to talk about very quickly. One is, so as a leadership team, we took this idea of magnitude and said, how do we respond? Well, the way you respond is you build a vessel that can hold hopefully the outpouring of what God is doing. So we have been working on building organizational structures to be able to hopefully hold as the Lord brings these connections and initiatives together to hold what the Lord is doing and to be able to respond in a good way. So this is the leadership response. We have an international leadership team that is formed. We have a European team that's formed and a U.S. nonprofit. Now, I think we want to pause here and say these ideas of depth and breadth that have come up. Deep, the need to go deep, and also the breadth of what the Lord might be doing. In many ways, you see this reflected in the structure. The European team has really taken ownership of going deep. This last 3 days have been a great example. The European team has led us so well in going deep in the areas of repentance and prayer. We see on the U.S. has an anointing for going broad, just as a country. Companies in the U.S., you know, communicate easily throughout the world and grow. So we believe our mandate is to help build the structure that this could go broad and impact many people. So I think it's beautiful to see that these words that have come forth are reflected in the way we're organized. I think it's also important to say these two things are not independent, but they're deeply, deeply connected. And we work in mutual submission to each other. So who is on the international leadership team? Many of us are here, myself and Amy, Hans Peter and Verena. George Miley and his wife Hannah unfortunately could not be here. We really miss them. David and Gretchen, would you stand up? Because you are very quiet, but we want to honor you as important members of the team. You are now. Dwayne, of course, and then Julia, wherever Julia is. Okay, so the U.S., let me describe how the U.S. is structured. We have a board of directors. This is the legal board recognized by the government of the United States for decision making. Right now, this is composed of myself and Amy as co-chairs. We think it's important that neither one of us is the chairman, but that together, Catholic and Protestant, man and woman, we are co-chair. Dwayne Grobman is the president. And right now, Dwayne is the only employee. So Dwayne is working half-time which is wonderful. If you don't know Dwayne's background, I wish I had time to tell you. But God has brought Dwayne into this in a beautiful way. He has experience with building organizations that have a worldwide impact. John Porterfield, who some of you met in Volkenrode, is the treasurer. He has experience in international finance. Patty, who you'll hear from in a minute, is on the board, and George as well. We also are forming a board of advisors. This is a group that provides input into what we're doing. It's easier for this group to be international than for the legal directors to be international. So we have a board of advisors. The other purpose of a board of advisors is to add credibility to the movement from someone who hears about it and wants to find out what's going on. They say, oh, if this person is involved, then I trust that it's a good thing. So right now, Father Peter and Sister Yoella, we hope.
Yes.
Like David and Gretchen, if we put your name up here, you're in. Do you want to describe Sister?
Sister Margaret Schaaf is a Dominican nun in Western Australia who I work with in the area of spiritual direction and formation. And once she heard about Wittenberg, she was wildly enthusiastic. And she participates in the Western Australia Ecumenical Council. And they, as a council, made the decision to take the Wittenberg principles of prayer, repentance, reconciliation, and unity as their four-year prayer goal. So this year, 2014, is prayer. Next year will be repentance. 2016 will be reconciliation. And then they hope to gather in Germany with us on the year of unity.
Wonderful, huh?
So there's a lot of wonderful things going on in Australia.
And then Ray Bakke.
And then Ray Bakke, I worked with when I was executive director of the Mustard Seed Foundation. He's a fairly well-known urban missiologist. And so Ray is very enthused about participating with Wittenberg. And he's a Baptist by upbringing and was a longtime Baptist pastor in Chicago. But it was his wife who convinced him to join the advisory board. I know both his wife and him. Because throughout his pastorate, his wife never attended his church.
because she's Lutheran. And so she's very enthused by Wittenberg because their marriage has been this Lutheran and a Baptist, and she's very excited about this idea. Hmm.
Then Nate Bacon is a young Catholic missionary with a group called Interchange. He's in Guatemala. Dan Davis is one of my spiritual fathers. He's a very important person for reconciliation and unity in the city of Austin, Texas. And the model that he created there is being replicated and communicated across the United States. And Steve Hawthorne is a good friend of mine. He's also from Austin. He was heavily involved in the Global Day of Prayer that came out of Africa, if you're familiar with that. He also is the editor of the Perspectives on the World Christian Movement course that's probably the primary course used worldwide in training up missionaries in the Protestant world. So, and then there are more that are being asked, and so we expect this list to grow substantially this year. So that's the U.S., how the U.S. nonprofit is structured. The European team is a little different. We have a formal organization. There's no Verein yet, if there ever will be, in Austria or Germany. But it's important to recognize we have a wonderful planning team for these meetings that's kind of, I think, similar to the Board of Advisors for the U.S. That's Hans-Peter and Verena, Franciscus, Friedrich Aschoff, who was not able to be with us, and Sister Yoella. So I think it's appropriate to recognize the leadership team that helped plan this meeting and honor them. Now, what is the operational team in Europe? Well, we have that too. The operational team is Hans, Peter, and Verena. And this slide is very illustrative because, for one, it says what a wonderful job they've been doing that by themselves we've had these meetings in Otmering, in Volkenrode, and here. They have carried a tremendous load, and we really want to honor and thank you, Hans, Peter, and Verena. As Verena might say, it is truly a miracle. Now, is this sufficient for going forward? I think not. So what I want to do is say, some of you in this room may be called to stand and work with Hans, Peter, and Verena on the operational side. They need help. So if you have that stirring in your heart, what would be the best way to respond, Hans, Peter, and Verena? So come and speak to or contact later Hans, Peter, and Verena and say, I just have this sense, let's talk about what the possibilities are. Because we already feel in the U.S. that our team is too small, and yet most of the work is being done at this point in Europe, and they're carrying it alone. So we really feel the Lord might be working to give a better sense of a team here in Europe to carry the burden of going deep. Okay? I didn't put anyone else's names up there proactively, but next time I will. What? Who do you suggest, Gretchen? Wunderbar. Did you see that, Hans, Peter, and Verena? Okay, we want to talk about visible fruit to this point, and we're a little bit over our time, so I'm going to go quickly through this. We just need to rejoice in the Lord at what has been done to this point. So certainly Otmering, Volkenrode, and Trento, visible. The principles, these are the five principles that are on our website. So we're not going to read them, but hopefully you're familiar with them. If you're not, you should be. Each of these principles has several sub-points that are very significant. This is what Paolo was referring to on the first day from the Focalarina, that he read these and they deeply touched him. Because of the work in the U.S., these principles have also gone up to the highest level of the Ecumenical Council of Bishops in Washington, D.C., and have been approved by that person, Father...
The Catholic
The Catholic, what did I say? Catholic, yes. Catholic, the ecumenical Bishop Crossan. Thank you. So, and that was not planned, but it just happened. They were checking us out. So these are the principles. Next slide. The website, we don't have time to show you the website. You may not even know there is a website, but there is. And Patty's going to talk more about the future of that going forward. Richard Harvey's book, we'll hear more about a little bit more about that later, what's happening there, what's brewing. Sister Yoella's letter, we'll also hear a little bit more about that later. And then the Australia prayer movement, we heard about that from Dwayne. So these are some visible signs of what God is doing. And of course, the continually developing relationships and partnerships that are forming. So this gives you a sense of the response from Volkenrode, what we're doing, but also the need for really intercession and for continuing to build a structure that's capable of holding what God is doing, but also of extending and partnering with other groups that the Lord is orchestrating. So I think that is what we want to present. We will now have a break. What time should we come back, Hans Peter?
Let's say
5 till 11. I want to make sure Patty has time.
And I have to say goodbye to those who will leave.
Who will be leaving before the next session? Irina, Johannes, what? And Yo, thank you. How do you want
to
do it?
Thank you.
Yes. So, Yo, Kirina, and Johannes, thank you so much for being here.
Just want to share one thing. I think I need a translation now, because this will be in German. Ich habe in meinen alten Unterlagen geblättert. Da habe ich Anfang der 80er Jahre über viele Dinge studiert, unter anderem das Konzil von Trient.
And he studied many things at that time, including the Council of Trent.
Und gestern fand ich zu meiner Überraschung folgende Aufzeichnung, eigentlich ein Gebet.
He'd written a prayer that he found yesterday.
So 1980, da hat noch keiner über stellvertretende Buße gesprochen, hat sich noch keiner, fast keiner mit all diesen Themen beschäftigt, die uns heute sehr bewegen.
Yeah, it's 1980, there was no even talk of identification or representation, let alone all these topics
Und
that are moving our hearts today.
Meine Begegnung mit euch jetzt hier war irgendwie zu sehen, das Gebet fängt an, erhört zu werden.
So when I heard about you, I thought, God is starting to answer this prayer.
Da habe ich geschrieben, die Reformation liegt über 450 Jahre zurück.
I wrote, the Reformation is more than 450, now it's 500 years ago.
Gott fragt uns heute,
And God asks us today,
uns die Katholiken,
us the Catholics,
hat auch einer schon um Vergebung gebeten, dass ich vergeben und vergessen könnte die Missstände, die Gräuel, die ihr, mit der ihr meine Kirche verunstaltet hattet?
Has anybody asked for forgiveness because of all these terrible things that have so disfigured my church?
Er fragt uns die Protestanten.
And he asks us the Protestants.
Ist es ein Verdienst in euren Augen, dass immer neue Spaltungen die Kirche zerstückeln, die eine sein sollte?
Protestants, do you consider it something of merit that you have that there are so many divisions from you that have so harmed the church?
Können wir ganz von vorn anfangen, die Gemeinde Jesu zu errichten?
And can we start again to rebuild the body of the Church of Christ?
Noch lastet die Vergangenheit auf uns.
Past is still weighing down upon us.
Wir können sie nicht leugnen.
And we can't deny it.
Aber der Herr will die Last von unseren Schultern nehmen.
But God wants to take the burden from our shoulders.
Wir Christen aus den Ursprungsländern der Reformation.
We Christians from the countries where the Reformation originated.
Sind wir bereit, uns vor Gott zu demütigen?
Are we ready to humiliate ourselves or humble ourselves before God?
Und den ersten Schritt der Buße zu tun im Vertrauen auf Gott?
And to take a first step of repentance and trusting God?
Heute kann ich sagen, ja, wir fangen an.
And I can say today, yes, we're starting.
Danke, Jo. für das prophetische Wort, das du vor 30 Jahren empfangen hast.
Thank you for the prophetic word that you received 30 years ago.
Dinge, die man vor langer Zeit auf dem Herzen gehabt hat, das kann ich auch aus meinem Alter sagen, langsam beginnen in Wirklichkeit zu werden.
And it's wonderful to see, and I can say that also with my age, that one slowly begins to see now things that one has been longing for.
And I have another word from a anti-Catholic source of that time. A prophetic word. What did Vatican II really change?
Die Frage war, kann Vatikan II sich wirklich verändern?
The answer was nothing.
Was hat das verändert?
What can it really change? No, the statement was no, the church has not changed. Because an infallible church simply cannot repent.
Ja, weil eine unfehlbare Kirche kann einfach nicht Buße tun.
We've stopped being infallible. Thanks God.
Unfehlbar zu sein. Von daher, die nächste Station kommt.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Nein, das ist ein Blödsinn. Doch. Das letzte Statement ist ein ziemlicher.
Ja. Nein, aber
keine unfehlbare.
Genau deswegen. Aber das war die Wahrnehmung der katholischen Kirche.
Das war die Wahrnehmung.
Das war das.
Katholische Kirche hat sich nie als unfehlbar bezeichnet.
Das war das Argument gegen uns.
And that was the argument that was used against us.
Vor allem, weil es an Buße gefehlt hat.
Primarily because there was a lack of repentance.
Darum ist das so wichtig.
And that's why it's so important.